Off the Ball.
GAA. And any team that has David Clifford, you know, has another chance of winning. You know, I wouldn't have said Zermatt were at a back-to-back level, but they're answering all the questions. They're ticking all the boxes.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Stephen, I suppose the whole football world was kind of shocked with the sad and devastating news of Diogo Jota passing this morning and his brother. You would have coached against them in that unfortunate 2-1 defeat for Republic of Ireland against Portugal. I suppose what sort of player was he like to coach against, and I suppose what's the legacy he'll leave behind?
Right, yeah, that was shocking news, really a surprise, a huge devastating news for his family, really, and for all his friends and family and people who admired him. Yeah, it was just one of those things, just completely unexpected that comes out of a man getting married 3 days ago or whatever it was, three young children, and a real shock. I think, we did a lot of work on him because we played in the World Cup qualifiers in Portugal and in the Aviva. He was an important part of that team, and I think obviously he could play centre forward or off the left. He was... You know, ferocious, incredible finisher, and for such a man, you know, he wasn't the tallest of players. He was brilliant in the air. He was actually one of their best, one of their most potent threats in the air. Obviously, they had Ruben Dias and Cristiano Ronaldo, but Jota was nearly the next one, and he was brilliant in the air, and he was a real threat off any sort of cross into the box. I remember when he burst on the scene, first of all, with Wolves. And he was, you know, he did brilliantly. They got promoted. They did really well in under Nuno at that time, and they got into the Premier League. Did so well, and Liverpool bought him, and he found himself in the international team, and it was a great international team with Bruno Fernandes, you know, Cristiano Ronaldo, and himself nearly as sometimes the front three with maybe Bernardo Silva. Really top-class players, Cancelo, Ruben Dias, and he was an integral part of that team, and he did brilliantly for Liverpool over the last few years, and obviously very difficult circumstances for his wider family. The fact that him and his brother died in the same crash, like incredible, really, incredibly sad story to get married, young children, family ahead, and then to. For your life to lose your life, sad news.
Yeah, very sad news. I suppose turning attention now to Friday's game, you're probably not in the best of form this last couple of weeks. How has training been in the lead up to this game on Friday against Bowes?
Yeah, listen, we had a good win before the break against Sligo in Sligo, when we came back after the break and said, right, we prepared for we knew we had 5 games in 14 days and we were getting ready for them. And then we played Drogheda in the first game, against most of the top teams, but we played Drogheda in the first game, and we missed a penalty to take the lead and missed a lot of chances, scoreless draw. And then subsequently, it's been a really poor 2 weeks. It couldn't have been much worse really over the 2 weeks. You know, we only took 2 points. You know, it wouldn't have flattered us if we'd taken 8 at least. But I think to take 2 was inconceivable from our point of view. You know, we couldn't have envisaged doing as poorly as that over the 2 weeks. So we would love to have those 2 weeks back. But obviously, time doesn't stand still for anyone. What we must do now is not look back, look forward. And forward is, of course, Bohemians on Friday night. We've got to get, you know, regroup and get back on track. And, you know, we're capable of doing that.
Yeah, this is your last league game, I think, until the August bank holiday. How important is it to, like, I suppose, send the fans home at Richmond Park happy on Friday night with a positive result and a positive performance?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's been our last performance. We're unbeaten. Obviously, I'm in the job 13 months, and we went the full 12 months unbeaten at home. And then we managed to lose 2 in a week, 1-0 to Shelburne and 1-0 to Derry. You know, and we've absolutely had the lion's share in both games, but definitely the Derry game we dominated from start to finish. Played, that's our previous game, played really well. If we got that level of performance against Bowes, I think I'd be, you know, it'd be enough to win most games. But our finishing has let us down in this period, and we can't shy away from that. And we don't have to blame only ourselves for that, and we need to snap out of it, and, you know, certainly get back to being clinical. It's not overall, we've scored the same amount of goals as Bowes, same amount of goals as Shells, 27. You know, obviously last year's highest scores in the league, and we were for this year for a while, and definitely in the top two. So we've let ourselves down over the last over that 2 week period in front of goal, and we've got to get back for it. And against the Bohemians team, we're on a great run of form overall, and it'll be tough opponents.
Is it a confidence thing, or is it just a lack of creating chances, or what do you kind of put it down to?
No, it certainly hasn't been the lack of creating chances. Yeah, well, you know, we don't want to make excuses, so we've just got to rectify it, work hard, work our socks off, stick together, show a unity of effort, and get the victory that we need.
I suppose as well, the transfer window is back open. You've been linked with a move for James Brown. Is there any incomings coming to the club?
Have we? Yeah. Well, so it was like yesterday, someone went on the podcast and said we were in for James Taylor. I can assure you, we certainly were not. Never spoke to him in any shape or form. So I think we haven't added any players, and we're not looking to do much business in the window. I think, so we'll have to wait and see on that.
European game next week as well. That kind of, those European games when you first came in kind of brought a really good run of form for the team. Is that something that you're hoping for that does the same maybe next week?
Yeah, we're in a much inferior position than we were last season. We were in a much inferior position. We couldn't have absolutely believed we'd get into Europe at this stage. Last year, we were 12 points behind some of the teams. And so second, third and fourth, are all within our grasp. And we have to, we have to get back to winning ways and try and get that elusive victory that we need against Bowes.
I was out of Bowes this morning speaking to Alan Reynolds, and he was in a similar run of form, I suppose, at the start of the season. And then all of a sudden it just clicked. Is that something that you can maybe take hope from as well?
Yeah. I think, you're right. Alan obviously had Alan as a player at Longford and then on the coaching staff at Derry for a year. So, you know, he was up against it this season, looked like it wasn't going well, and they pulled it around, and they've got a lot of good players there, and they're right up there in the league at the moment. So yeah, they will be tough opponents, and we've got to make sure we're ready, and, you know, show real conviction in our performance and get the victory that we need.
Sean, it's been a difficult last couple of weeks for Pats. How important is it to try and get 3 points on Friday in the Dublin Derby against Bowes?
Yeah, look, we're obviously on a bad run of form at the moment. Everyone knows that. We're hurting at the moment, and fans are definitely hurting, and we're feeling it as much as anyone. So, if we can get a good result going into Europe, it will definitely lift spirits, and then Europe is a great time of year for us, and hopefully we can build some momentum off that.
Yeah, you haven't been conceding that many goals, but you haven't been scoring that many goals. Is that something that you've been working on this week? And how can maybe some players trying to kind of start finding the back of the net a bit more often?
Yeah, I suppose it's just habits. Like, you know, you do it in training every day. And we've been doing a lot of finishing and training this week. And just trying to get them habits back. And, you know, goals win games, and we're not conceding many. But I mean, you're not scoring, it only takes one to beat you. So, we're performing well. I think it'd be different if we were playing badly and we weren't getting the results. Like, we'd be in a lot worse position, I feel. But we're playing well, and it's just not clicking for whatever reason. But I just feel the form is temporary, and the tide will turn.
Yeah, you're only 5 points off second. Okay, they've played Bowes and Derry played two games less, but there's still a long way to go in the season just yet, isn't there?
There is, yeah. There is. There's a lot of games to go. And as you've seen last year with Pats, you know, they put a run of 9 wins together and look where I put them. They were challenging for the league after being, you know, third bottom 9 games before that. So it can turn, but at the same time, you know, games are running out as well. So we need to get our act together fast. Yeah, look, there is plenty of football to be played still.
Like you just said there, there's 2 European games coming up. This is actually your last league game on Friday until the August bank holiday. Is Europe something maybe that you can kind of maybe refreshen or rejuvenate the squad with and kind of something to look forward to as well?
Yeah, last year as well, the lads kind of used that as a bit of a refresher and took that form into the league. So hopefully we can do that again. And I think no matter where you are in the league, Europe is a welcome break. You're kind of, not a break, but you know, you're going elsewhere and you're seeing what teams are like on the continent. So yeah, look, hopefully we can get a decent result and keep going as far as we can in that competition.
Yeah, you've got lots of European experience, obviously with Dundalk, obviously with Shamrock Rovers as well. How important is that, that you can kind of help the younger players, maybe Miss Amelia, Keane Levy, all the, those type of players, that how can you help those players with your experience?
Yeah, look, I suppose the only way they'll you know, the best thing for them is getting the experience themselves. I'm always there, obviously, to talk and etc. But yeah, look, I'll just, you know, prepare as I usually do, and yeah, if the lads need any talking or help, I'm obviously there to help them. But yeah, the experience for them, you know, especially Mason so young, will help them no end.
Yeah, just on Friday's game, Bows are obviously doing quite well this season. They beat Rovers in the Dublin Derby last Monday week. How important is it for your, in front of your home fans, that you kind of put things right and you come out of Richmond Park on Friday with 3 points?
Yeah, it's huge. Like it would really turn the tide, as I was saying. You know, we're in need of results. They're on a good run of form. Since they beat us in Dalymount last, don't know when it was, but they got 2 really late goals. They've been flying. So yeah, look, hopefully we can turn it on tomorrow and you know, just take some momentum into Europe and into the league then.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
That's one of the first things he told me as well, was I don't want you here to be on the bench, let's say like that. I don't want you to fight for a spot in the starting 11. And that's what I did. And obviously, I was lucky enough to score pretty much straight away and my first appearances. And that helped as well, of course.
Jota wraps it up. Special moment for the new signing on his Premier League debut. Sent on as a substitute, scoring as a substitute, and the goal that will surely decide the game. Liverpool 3, Arsenal 1, Diogo Jota.
Diogo Jota's in behind them, and Jota with a finish, and that's superbly done. Well, he's playing with so much confidence at the moment, Diogo Jota, and he's made such a big impact.
Joe Gomez looking for Diogo Jota, takes it down, Smalley, and scores his second of the night.
Everything he touches turns to gold for Liverpool at the moment. He's in unstoppable form. Jota was quickly on the move on a hat-trick. Jota, out comes the goalkeeper. It's Jota, and it's his first Liverpool hat-trick. And it's another exquisite finish from Diogo Jota. What a great night for him.
When you start, you just want to become this professional footballer, and that's to win stuff, to play for your national team, to have the opportunity to play on the biggest stages with the biggest crowds, to feel those emotions, to feel how happy you are. And even when you lose, how sad you are, because you know how it meant if you would have won it. So I think there's this constantly searching for these feelings.
Diogo Jota away from Tomiyasu. It's Diogo Jota! He never lets Liverpool down! Here's Luis Diaz here. It's brilliant for Diogo Jota. Yes! A moment of quality and a moment of class unlocks the Everton door on Derby Day.
For me, it means everything, to be honest. Changed my life completely. My 3 kids were born here. I have a house here. I'll always remember in the future, even if I don't live here, this city, this club, the way Everybody supports me from the very first day in the club, in the fans, and I truly believe it's hard to be in such a good position like I am as a player at the moment. And I'm really grateful for that to all of the people in the club and to all of the fans for making this happen.